Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, really quick, and I'll kind of give you a heads up as far as the website's going in just a moment here. But interestingly enough, I had three said representatives in the state of Minnesota on with us during the week. And I pressed every one of them to bring about the answer and the resolve to America's issues, namely in Minnesota, which obviously applies to every state. And with that said, I don't know that the people were happy with what they heard from either three of them. I know one was better than the other two. I seen the capitulation, the lack of courage within two of them. And again, you guys spoke louder than I could in the sense of your response to the interviews that we did on Monday, Tuesday, and one yesterday with the senator. We're also working on getting another senator online now, folks, so we can actually do the same thing with him. Justice guards our liberties, and without justice, we're in trouble. And what I'm finding is it's our said representatives that are the problem, because the good guys, and I'm not talking about the bad guys, and I'm saying that for the very reason that they know what they're supposed to do, but they don't do it. Instead of doing what they should do concerning impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecution, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 in Minnesota here, instead of doing what they should be doing, what they swore they would do, in basically standing up against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, those at home, they want to go ahead and kind of circumvent responsibility and lay it on the people rather than on themselves, yet it's the people that sent them in as their said representatives with delegated authority to uphold that law against all crime. Now, again, I'm saying this for the very purpose that I also reached out. I was supposed to get together yesterday morning with another local senator. This guy's been dodging me. And when someone dodges me, not just once, but twice, but maybe three times, they're guilty of something. And I've seen this over and over again. The Lord will bring it to the light. They go ahead and they can dodge me all that they want to, but the Lord promised he would bring it to the light, Luke 12:2, and he does it every single time. And I suspect that's the same thing that's going to happen here with this senator if he doesn't soon line up with one of his constituents, which just happens to be me. Folks, this is the problem. This is the problem. It's your said self-proclaimed conservatives, the good guys, sold you as the good guys by the mainstream media. They're yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, and for the most part, they're good for nothing. Now, you say that's judgmental. You know what? I'm only making reference to the judge's word. And the fact of the matter is I'm looking for judgment to establish our freedoms, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, Isaiah 51, verse 4. And if you don't understand that, scripture is very clear when it defines people such as yourself, that evil men understand not justice or judgment found in Proverbs 28. And I'm also saying that for the very reason, folks, that it's the heart of God Jeremiah 9:24. It's very presence. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. Psalm 97. Jesus came in to establish in righteous judgment. 7:24 of John. And this is the very things that we're missing, yet it's inscripted right in front of our faces in every Capitol building that we go to in every state of our union. I just had a thought here, and I want to share that thought with you. I got the Bill of Rights in front of me, and I got the Declaration of Independence in front of me right now, but I want you to hear this, because we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, what are the people supposed to do? Establish justice. And guess what we're not getting, friends, from our said representatives? We're not getting justice. They're all more than not, and I'm not putting them on the same scale as far as the response goes over the last week, who was better, who was worse. But the ones that know to do good are not the ones doing good. And to them, it is sin. And we're going to all go with them if we don't take them by the scruff of the neck and understand that we are the government and our said representatives work for us. And if they don't want to do their job, then we remove them as well. My goodness, folks. I mean, this is what we're in right now. We're in trouble. And yesterday, matter of fact, I named the show, our constituents are endangering, said representatives are endangering the lives of their constituents. They are at this point, friends. They're allowing corrupt governors to commit the act of treason. Yesterday, we had a senator on talking about how it's the act of treason committed by Ilhan Omar. When I asked concerning Ilhan Omar and the consequence of her calling the Somalian president her president, nothing's probably going to happen, he said. Well, who does that fall to? Then I asked him about the treasonous crimes of the said governor here. He calls it for what it is, Article 3, Section 3. Okay, so who's going to bring forth the articles of impeachment? Well, I did this last year to somebody else. It's like, okay, my goodness, folks. You're given an opportunity to stand up and do the right thing, and you do nothing but try to blame somebody else for the way things are. That's the best that you have concerning your right, friends, in this country. And this is not an isolated incident. This is across the boards. This is across the boards. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You're going to check out our schedule over there as well. We got dates coming up in Arkansas, Oklahoma. We got another one coming up in Minnesota. We're working on Florida right now. We are busy little bees sharing with you our testimony. That's all we can do. We can't do anything more or less, because if we did, we'd be talking out of school. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see right on the left side here today's show. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to SOL Radio. That brings you to the website. Also, what you want to do is go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that page as well, and you can find us there. Also, beforeitsnews.com. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. We've got a lot to talk about today, folks. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to give you a little taste as to what it looks like when you have somebody in occupation of the office, and what it looks like when he's actually dealing with the corrupt inside that should be doing their job and who are not doing their job. He calls them out. I'm going to play that video for you in just a minute on the other side of this break. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back up. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I want to give you a little taste as to what is happening on the inside. I started off the first segment talking about today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. There's no question about it. There's absolutely no question about it. You know, people are always saying, well, Bradley, you're always telling us what to do. What are you doing? Well, I can promise you I'm doing it before I'm telling you to do it. Because if I wasn't, then I wouldn't be one following Christ now, would I? And I'd be talking out of school, and I don't want to be a part of that little lot. I should say that big lot of do-nothings. They hear, but they don't do, right? And they deceive themselves, as it tells us in the book of James. But I want to go back over, and I want you to see this firsthand as to what is going on. And what you're going to see in here is you can see that there are representative good ones. They're as rare as hen's teeth. But you'll see the difference and the distinction between the good and the bad. Because you'll see that the bad calls out because he has the mindset, this is what we're supposed to do here, as if this is some sort of lucrative business to be a part of in government and serving special interest groups rather than the people. Now, without me saying too much here, I want to go ahead and let you hear this, and then, Stacey, I'll pull you up in just 1 second.
It's for me to not even vote red on the board. Y'all might not know this. A dark money entity that was created on Tuesday, the day after we voted for this, I went home, and an attack piece went out in my whole district about the fact that I voted for this. I get that the people in Columbia, that the lobby wants me to either not vote or to vote green on this. But my constituents want me to vote red, and they want their tax money spent on core government functions, on their roads.
Okay, so this guy's doing his job.
That's what they want their money spent on. So they don't want us in here trying to
play this
government planning thing where we and our bureaus can figure out where the job should be, who should be employed, how much money should be allocated where in the private sector. It never works. It's socialism. It's never worked anywhere before. So what are we doing to trying to do it here?
But wait, would you consider the fact that South Carolina's track record on bringing major projects into this state has a winning record, and therefore, again, commerce should be listened to rather than those people back in your district that may ever brokered a deal.
So he just got done saying, hey, listen, it's what we're doing with the bureaucracies that we're creating here. Don't deny that, saith this little communist, okay? And the fact of the matter is, he said, we should be doing that rather than listening to our constituents. Now, listen to the response here.
May not understand what it means of being a project, may not understand economic incentives.
He just told you, friends.
What you're suggesting is we should listen to the people back home in your district rather than the people at Commerce that have been successful at bringing these mega deals to South Carolina.
Mr. Rutherford, I don't think that you could have espoused a philosophy that disagrees more fundamentally than me. I completely disagree with you, and I think that you believe what you just said. But no, I 100% am going to listen to the people back home who I represent in this House, and you should listen to the 40,000 people in your area and not the bureaucrats at Commerce, and not the lobbyists, and not the multi-billion dollar international corporations. You should listen to your constituents like I am. So yes, I will.
Okay, so he just told you, friends. He just told you exactly what's going on. This is why your country's being handed off. Because the people aren't taking their said representatives by the scruff of the neck and holding them accountable concerning the delegated authorities that you and I gave to them. This is what I'm doing on the radio show, just for the record. Stacy calling in from Minnesota. What say you, Stacy?
Well, I wanted to point out, on top of the political treason, allegedly, that's going on, I believe that it's happening, but there's also hirelings in the pulpit. And without a church that stands on the Word of God first, I think, and I'm going to confront a pastor this week about how can a church call itself a church and close its doors while bars and strip clubs are open.
Yep, and Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and Planned Parenthood. And these hirelings, I just heard a sermon the other day about how wonderful God is, and that's great. But he also was trying to say, you know, stroke the local, and you know where I'm from, the local big hospital. And while he's doing it, he doesn't talk about the fact that they have a floor where they mutilate children.
Mm-hmm.
And nurses, allegedly, are leaving that floor because they can't stand when children wake up weeping because of what was done to them at these facilities, that all they care about is money now.
Yep. Yep. No, I agree. I live it, Stacy. I'm in thousands of churches. I'm not in churches. I'm in the Supreme Court in Arizona. Preaching to all the senators and the said representatives. If I'm not there, I'm preaching to the sheriffs in Arizona, California, all over the country. And I'm going to be doing it in Oklahoma and Arkansas next week. On top of that, I'm pulling these people on the show to show them what they're dealing with. And I just did an event here about 2 weeks ago in Buffalo, which is a fantastic event. And the people came, and I was very pleased to see what was going on there. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to drawing the line, the way that the church is supposed to draw the line, it's the said overseers of these churches that are pushovers. And what I've noticed over and over and over again, Stacy, is they're all from that hippie generation. These are the same ones that are in government today. It's that free love, free grace, both false, that are basically opening the floodgates wide to the hell that they mean to create out of this country. And we can see this in the culture today. I mean, again, the church's report card is what? The culture. And we can see that they got a big F so far. And what we need to do is actually restore that big F to an A, and for the christening of the Christ to be a upon everything that we do, so he can manifest himself all over again, and he's willing to do it to destroy the works of the devil. But somebody's got to be willing to stand up and be that guy. And to be honest with you, I'm willing to be that guy, Stacy, and I have been for 25 years.
I appreciate it, but I think we need like at least 10, because look at John Cena. That was a satanic rule of thumb event in front of the world's eyes. And that's how Satan, he deceives us, and he does it, and he says, because I deceived you and you did nothing, you're complicit.
Yo, John Cena. Wait, Stacy. You're talking about John Cena?
Yes, there's another
ritual at the 2024 Oscars.
All kinds of
Cena would walk.
You have what?
You have all kinds of wicked behavior in front of our face and nothing is done.
Yeah.
A man was nude on stage, and that is ridiculous. There was no disclaimer. People saw this. They're clapping and laughing. It was wicked.
Where did you see this?
It was on some award show.
Okay.
And he had an envelope in front of him. And that was it.
Yeah.
And he was... And
he's a pedophile. He's a creep. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
And nothing gets done because something like
that's not true, Stacey. That's not true. Nothing's getting done. I see things getting done all over the country. And well, I see that. I see that. I put my hand to the plow and look not back. That's what I've been doing. That's the difference between what I'm bringing to the show every day. Is that we're actually partakers of what we're doing and what we're seeing. Where I'm frustrated right now, going full circle back to what I talked about during the first segment, is these said representatives, these said sheriffs, these said prosecutors within the counties, that they talk big in front of the people, and then when it's time to deliver, they're MIA. They make excuses as to why they're not doing what they're doing. I'm frustrated with that right now, and I'm going to keep pushing until we get the justice that we're promised according to law. And that's where we're at.
I agree. And I talked to a sheriff, and he said, well, if I were to bring these people, they would just not do anything about it.
They all say that. You know, with all the people that I've heard in said representatives concerning articles of impeachment towards this said governor, if all those that have told me that nothing would happen if they brought the articles of impeachment, oh, they'd have impeached in a week. They don't realize they're all saying the same thing. And that's another reason we need to open our mouths. We need to open our mouths and unite people and tell this person, wait, you said the same thing as this representative, and this representative said the same thing. How many do you need to bring forth the articles of impeachment? Let's get the job done and send the message, because it will put the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, in every single said representative throughout the United States, that the people are no longer going to put up with this.
Amen, and that is love.
Oh, absolutely it is. Yeah.
That's to overlook, real love.
That's right. To overlook.
To face eternal damnation.
That's right. To overlook judgment because of kindness, love then wounds itself by killing justice. Love is the fulfilling of the law. It's not an abrogation of the law. You are correct.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Stacey, thanks for staying in the fight with me. Hey, listen, iron sharpens iron, and every time you call in, this is what I want. You know, we just got to keep showing the people that we're doing it, and we're seeing the results. Matter of fact, we got another, on top of all of everything we're doing here, we got another meeting set up. I'll let everybody know about that when we get the date, that those that are locally concerning holding our said representatives on a local floor accountable for the laws that they're supposed to enforce. Thank you, Stacey. Totally appreciate it. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Brooklyn DA's office say a 32-year-old man acted in defense of his own life and those around him. He was on a Manhattan-bound A train when a 36-year-old started a fight with him and pulled out a gun. The man grabbed the suspect's gun and fired at him. He's now in critical condition. Georgia DA Fani Willis is accepting the resignation of her deputy prosecutor. In a written statement Friday, prosecutor Nathan Wade says he's stepping down from the case in the interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. The governor of Ohio says people in his state came together in the aftermath of some devastating storms.
I asked some of the law enforcement, you know, how in the world did you check all the places? They got it done. But we also had neighbors who were watching out for neighbors.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of highlight this because you all have to understand the owner. Hang on a second. This is live radio, and I'm just going off of what our friend Stacy just got done saying a couple minutes ago. But what I want to do is owner of pro wrestling. He is really good friends with Donald Trump. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Vince McMahon. Okay. And he's a billionaire. He's a self-made billionaire off of deceiving literally millions and millions of people out of their money that are willing to pay for the deception that's being played out before their very eyes. And so I'm saying that for the very reason Donald Trump also appointed his wife over the business affairs in one of his offices. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but that whole system of pro wrestling, it's premised on deception. Along with that, there's no truth in them. John 8:44. Put that up against Proverbs 19:9. But also consider, friends, that when you look at that and the people that are playing there, they're all actors. Rock is one of them. He makes jokes. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but he makes jokes, The Rock does, about drinking the blood of children on programs. I believe that they're all pedophiles. And I also believe that they're all showing their allegiance to the ones that are pulling their strings. And John Cena just happens to be one of them. I mean, if you look at John Cena, folks, again, let's call it for what it is. Everything about the guy is a creep. I mean, they deceive people. They willingly deceive the people. They know they're lying to the people. What kind of a life do you think that they live? I mean, considering the man and whatever that they portray are one and the same. And I'm, again, saying this for the very reason, you know, and here, this is, you know, with John Cena. And that's what I'm talking about right now. I'm looking at four screens right now, but I have one pulled up right now where he walks out and he's got a piece of cardboard or an envelope in front of his genitalia. This is why nobody watches this anymore. And I do want to say, if there is any reason for people to watch it, this is why they have creeps like John Cena come out with no clothes on. So people will watch it. It's just like the whole, for those that did not know, Will Smith never, ever in a million years, and I showed two videos last month again, he never slapped Chris Rock, friends. The ratings were so bad that they had to do something to get people to tune back into the shows that nobody's listening to or paying attention to anymore. That's what's going on with John Cena. I also wanted to let you know that John Cena is a cross-dresser. I don't know if you're aware of this, which all, again, shows you who he's allied to, and it's not the people. He's just selling himself out in hopes of making it big. Here he is right here with the dress on. Again, this is the mindset of these people. Here's another one where he's got makeup on, dressed, again, as a woman. They're just creeps. That's what they are. They're all creeps. And if you haven't figured out this system as to what's going on yet, friends, I'm here to kind of enlighten you a little bit to bring to your understanding things that I've shared with you over 20 years ago concerning the whole gay manifesto that's in the Congressional Record. They're just doing this out in the light of day. And I'm just going to go down that line right now since Stacy brought this up. This is in Texas. This is according to the Christian Post. I'd also have you beware of that resource, Christian Post, because I suspect that whoever's behind it is not an understanding of the scriptures, or do they hold to them. But this is of interest to the American people that there's a cross-dressing teacher. Texas teacher resigns after a viral video shows him wearing pink dress at school. You know, again, Americans, can I just ask you the question? I thought for all the things I've been accused of by the whole sodomite lobby, which is illegal in this country, I thought it wasn't about the kids. But everything that we see coming from these people is always them making a prey out of the children. And I also watched another video this morning, which just happened to come up on one of my feeds. It's interesting to note the people that are guilty of committing crimes against children, it doesn't fare well with them when they go to jail. Many of them are killed right when they get to jail. Why is it that the judge slaps them on the hand? Oh, thank you, Lord. I just remembered that. I want to show you something. I played this for the beginning of the week show, and sometimes I forget this pertinent information, but I just remembered this, and I want you to hear this. This is in Colorado. I took the time to share with the people that the governor there, his name is Jared Polis. I did a video on him about 12, 13 years ago. The man's a pedophile, and this guy right here is a said representative out of Colorado. His name is Scott Bottoms, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he's saying here. He's saying that what they call the left, the Democrats, he said they're trying to do everything in their power to protect pedophiles. Go ahead and check this out, folks.
Discouraged about my job as a representative and also just what happens here at the Capitol. We sat in a committee all day discussing whether or not somebody that buys little children, these are 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, they buy them for sex, that we tried to get a bill through, Representative Bradley sent one through, that was going to put these buyers in jail. Right now, most of the time, they get off on probation. Almost all the time, they get off on probation.
People that are buying children 2 and 3 years old, they use them for sex. And they are, he's telling us right now, when they get caught, the judge lets them off. Okay?
After buying a child and raping a little child, and we tried to say, well, they need to at least serve a minimum of 4 years. And then we sat and listened to the Democrats fight against this bill, fight against putting these people in jail, and came up with all kinds of reasons, including that these buyers are victims themselves. This is very discouraging, and it's also very disgusting for me that they would actually defend this. And then they voted completely along party lines. The Democrats voted 100% that they did not want to put these pedophiles in jail. They defended
100% of the other side of the aisle, which does not constitutionally exist. I wish the people on the right would figure that out. They're a part of the game, divide and conquer. They're not playing the game. They're being played on the game board. But what's interesting, this guy right here is telling us 100% of the vote was there to protect the pedophiles in Colorado. Americans, are you listening? Maybe this should explain to you why when they get to jail, they're killed. Put that up against Exodus 22. Also read Luke 17:2 when you get a moment as well. I'm going to keep going down this line here in just a moment, but we're going to take Michael from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Michael. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Yeah, I watched your show Wednesday and Friday with those two politicians, and you had touched on impeachment. However, no one actually gave the entire impeachment process, which most Americans don't know. So quickly, you have to get a majority, yay, in the House of Representatives, and then you need two-thirds for conviction and removal. And just to show you the futility of this process, in the 230-some-odd years that we've had this impeachment process, only one person at the federal level has ever been removed.
Johnson.
And that was an obscure Nevada judge, and that was for tax evasion because he did not render to Caesar what Caesar wanted. So people need to understand that, and that's never explained. And I'm not just singling you out. Everyone has talked about it.
I don't feel singled out, Michael. Okay. I know the process. Okay. I have it right in front of me. Okay. Andrew Johnson was also initiated for impeachment. So was Nixon. So was they weren't impeached, but they were protected by others that are guilty of the same crimes. But I'm also thinking of Clinton as well. And the fact of the matter is, Michael, when people get tired of this and they're tired of seeing the corrupt protecting the corrupt, then they're going to have justice. And that's what needs to happen. This is our government. It's not their government to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. They've treated us like employees that work for them to create bureaucracies. That is about as backwards as it can possibly be, and yet that's where we're at. When the American people say that's enough, like it says in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it's going to stop, but not until then, Michael. I mean, if you got a different resolve, my friend, then I want to hear it, because I don't see any other way, but I do see this being the answer that the people are all complaining about, and this is what they're looking for, say they.
Yes, well, the Bible clearly tells us what to do. So we have Psalm 146, verse 3, do not put your trust in princes, mortal men, who cannot save. We have verse after verse from Revelation, which nobody really wants to touch Revelation, because it gives us the outcome. It tells us to remove ourselves out of Babylon. What is Babylon? It's the representation of the counterfeit one world order. So we're told to remove ourselves, except the one edict that Christ gave us in Matthew, render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Just by having those politicians on, Bradley, and asking them to do something, in a very roundabout way, you're putting trust in them to actually do something. The Bible says no. And also with the church, you tell us to reprove the church and all that, but we are... It's my contention, Revelation 3, verses 14 through 22, we're in the seventh and final phase of Laodicea, where the church has become boastful, filthy, rich, bathed in money, and Christ will spit it out of his mouth. So you're basically asking us to stay involved in Babylon and its whore, the church, that are destined for destruction. And
well,
I don't
wait.
Okay.
No, that's cool, but you're missing the responsibility part here. Who mm-hmm. if Babylon, because I hear people talk about this all the time, Bradley, the current existence of government was established in 1871. It's a corporation. Okay, who allowed that to happen? The same people that allowed this Babylonian system that you're talking about right now to be created. The people are. Michael, hang on a second. I got a hard break here. I'll be right back. Yes, I'm going to pull you right back up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we're going to talk about this right on the other side. Hang in there, folks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so folks, we got Michael from Texas online right now. Michael, thanks again for calling in. Go ahead and reiterate that question or comment, please, so I can make clear what you were saying again.
Sure. Well, we just left off with, you had mentioned that the Corporate Act of 1871 and what have you, and that we the people have allowed that. I would like to address that.
Okay.
I don't think that's a fair statement. When we go to the voting booth to, again, put our trust in nobles, which Psalm 146 says not to do, and we've seen the consequences, that's the end of our control. We've handed it off. Once the people take their oath in January, it's out of our hands. They're unbridled. So that's not fair to say that what we've allowed, all we can do is vote, right? If we choose to stay in the system, which is destined for destruction. And this is why the Bible says, get yourself out. Just render to Caesar what belongs to him. And you know what?
And the things that belong to God, let them be God's. Yep, you got to finish that, because that which belongs to God's is God's as well. That's the second part of that scripture.
Right.
But when you look at our system of government, it's set up on we receive our rights from God. And if we're willing to self-govern, we establish that institution called government. It's a good institution, Exodus 18:21. And what happens is these said representatives, when they're not real in. They're not held in check. This is what it becomes as to what we're seeing today. The system in which we live today is completely upside down. Our set up, said limited representative government. Notice that we don't have leaders. We have representatives. They are to represent delegated authority that we give to them. They're our employees. We're their employees. We're their employers. They're our employees. They work for us. They have forgotten that a long time ago because of how the people have given them a free hand to do the things that they want to do. Because when I look at even the Declaration of Independence, Michael, I mean, everything about our forefathers was a biblical answer, because what they did is they said, listen, we tried an olive branch. That didn't work with the king across the pond who would not be ruled by God. They did everything in their power, and it just got to the point where the king replied and basically called them dangerous and designing men, okay? And if they didn't repent, then they were all going to be hung. Well, that's what brought forth the separation at the end of the day. And then Thomas Jefferson, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams, and I think I added Ben Franklin already, were the architects of the Declaration of Independence, and it tells us what we're supposed to do. Let me read this, and I'll give it back to you, okay, Michael? Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of what we're seeing today, of these ends, it is the right, the God-given right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying in foundation on such principles as organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. We have left that a long time ago. And the responsibility of what's going on in this country, government is a reflection of the church. And it's government in this country is a reflection of the people. I forgot the guy's name, but he was from the 1700s. He said, every country deserves the government that it has. And that's exactly right. We are self-governed. And if we're not going to be self-governed, what we're going to have is a bunch of individuals assuming authority that was never given to them. And when they take it, instead of actually putting them and holding them to the lawful task of what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing, the American people just go ahead and say, okay, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. We're good. We'll keep paying our taxes. We'll keep enslaving ourselves regardless of the issue, because here it is. We don't want to take responsibility. That's the American people today.
My turn?
You're up.
Yes, sir. Okay, so Bradley, I concur with what you said about that. However, we're now in 2024, and we have crossed that Rubicon, right? We're no longer under lex rex. The law is king. We are now under mob rule. And that happened when the federal elections were converted from the state legislature to the popular vote. That's mob rule. Jefferson didn't want that because it has led to what? Total despotism in the executive branch through executive orders, because democracy is one step from tyranny. So this is why we must heed God's warning of removing ourselves. Now, you talk about paying taxes. I understand that, Bradley, but without field generals to lead the people, you try fighting the IRS on an individual basis, you're going to get dusted, man.
Yeah.
So we don't have those field generals. So to lay all of this on our lap, it's not fair.
Yeah.
The only thing we can do, again, is non-compliance. What did I do during COVID? I didn't wear a mask. Doctors refused to treat me. Well, they can, you know. I didn't take the shot. And if they came to my door to force me, well, try that.
Yeah, that's right.
So you see what I'm saying? And the same thing with abortion. Let's stop looking to legislature. Let's teach our children that we all started out as zygotes. What is a zygote? It's a fertilized egg. God said, I knew you when you were being formed in the womb. Check. Science says fertilized egg DNA starts to replicate. Check. You get rid of abortion through attrition. R.D. Bradley, give to God what belongs to God. Yes. Walk out of Babylon. Tell them to go to hell. And we must render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar until we get field generals that will lead the people. That's my conclusion.
Okay, cool. And I totally appreciate that. What your thoughts are in saying that, this kind of leads into the topic of my show, but I did want to say one thing. I'm not a tax protester. I'm not saying that to indemnify myself from accusation, because I've been accused of everything under the sun of which I'm not guilty. I pay all of my lawful taxes, but I do have a problem when asking myself the question, why am I paying taxes on my wages, then paying sales tax to spend my money, then paying income taxes on my money that already taxed, and paying property taxes after I already paid sales tax on said property? That's all unlawful. That again, that all falls again back to the American people for allowing the system of government to become what it has become today. We cannot blame anybody else for where we're at except ourselves. And you have 329.5 million people, Michael. Listen to this. 329.5 million people allowing a small portion to rule over us under the curse. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, not in that order. And I'm talking about 15 in both chapters to the end of the chapter. We're doing this to ourselves. And we have to stand up for ourselves and put a stop to it. And I also want to say this, since I still have you on, Michael. I wasn't asking the said representatives. I was asking questions so the people could see where they were individually standing. And I can tell you, the people weren't happy with the responses that I seen and the comments that were made. They weren't happy. They weren't happy with what they were hearing. And so, you know, I'm running all the right channels now. So I have a couple more to go to see what we can do to actually get the process of impeachment to whom it applies across the boards in the state capitol and in our local area. Because I'm not going to, Lord willing, I'm not going to leave this life where I leave this to my kids, because our forefathers didn't leave this to us. And I don't want to be a part of the problem, my friend. I want to be a part of the answer. So, Michael, thank you for your comments. I totally appreciate them. I really do. And that's what this show's all about. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just want to reiterate the point of what Michael just said. As far as the taxation, Listen, everything we do, we're taxed on top of tax. And what I just said is, why am I paying taxes on my wages? That's income tax. Then why am I also paying sales tax to spend my money? Then paying income tax on my money that they already taxed? And then paying property taxes after buying property? I mean, folks, are you hearing this? Because I want you to hear it. The way that the government is in operation today is they are the ones that inherited the earth, and it's theirs to give, when it's not. And this is where, if anywhere, me and Michael were saying the same things. We were coming at it a different way. But when I say it's the responsibility of the people, listen, everybody in this country right now is paying for this through the oppression that they're tolerating. So that shows you the individuality of the sin coming back to our own front doors, Numbers 32:23. And the people collectively need to come together. First before the Lord, Acts 20, verse 21, and then in our communities, and then in our counties, and then in our townships, and then in our cities, and then in our states, and then the United States of America. And we need to quit handing this off back to the controlled operatives that the mainstream media want us to believe that they're going to make America great again, when in fact that's going around the mountain again and again and again and again. And I know, Americans, you're tired of it, and so am I. And so am I. And what's worse, they don't have any lawful authority to establish the rule that they have over the people's lives across the boards. That's what's even crazy. Hey, folks, the way to keep people slaves is to keep them ignorant.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.